Here are some things to know about the ASWB exams. All exams are made up of 170 multiple choice questions that you are given 4 hours to complete. Of the 170 questions, 20 of the questions do not count toward your score. However, while you're taking the test, you won't know which ones don't count, so you need to try to answer all of the questions correctly. There's no penalty for incorrect answers, so you don't want to leave any of the questions blank. The exam is given on the computer at a testing center. There may be people around you also taking exams during your exam time. However, the people around you may not be taking the same exam as you, and their exams may have longer or shorter time limits. So their times have nothing to do with yours. If they get up and leave while you're still taking your test, it has nothing to do with how quickly you should or shouldn't be finishing your exam. You will not be able to have anything in the testing room with you, including a cell phone, watch, or other electronics. You can ask for scrap paper and a pencil, but beyond that, you will need prior approval for accommodation due to a disability. This will have been arranged ahead of your exam. You will leave with an unofficial copy of exam results. This will not detail more than how many questions you got correct in each content area and whether you passed or failed. Study materials tend to be structured and divided by content area, but questions on the exam are in random order and are not labeled as to which content area they belong to. The number of questions you need to answer correctly depends on which version of the exam you get, but generally ranges from 93 to 106 of the 150 scored questions. If you need to get 93 correct, then you received a harder version of the test, and vice versa. If you fail the exam, you will not see the same questions again the next time you take it. You will have to wait 90 days before taking the exam again.